So you notice our planned work has been kind of moving up the mountain, and we've come to this space because this space right here is in the main section of the City of Light. So the main city here encompasses where we are now. And I guess down there where Amora lived, that must have been the suburbs of the City of Light, you know. But we're in the High Temple space. So that gives us an opportunity to take advantage of that for visiting the City of Light. So in preparation for this particular part of the work, I've had a couple of visits from Maitreya and Jesus setting up the agenda. So the agenda is basically come in from them about what we will do. What we will do is from here, as a group, enter into the City of Light, and we'll be awakened in the central plaza, or the main plaza, which is inside the gates of the City of Light. And from there, in the first stage, I am sure it's open for everyone to go wherever they're guided. So as entrance into the City of Light, there's undoubtedly guidance for you. There's lots of things that you might be guided to. One of those things would be to be guided to the healing spaces within Mount Shasta. Another might be to go to the individual temple spaces of Ascended Master, Star People, or others, who have their individual compounds, sort of within the temple spaces of the central city here. So we'll work together as a group, and it's I guess one important thing about this work is that the group energy makes a big difference. And I was so happy for the work with Andrew, and especially at the Ascension Rock, because that was such good preparation for doing this. But of course, when they see us, they don't just see us as individuals, they see us as a group coming here. And so our total group energy is really important to what happens in this endeavor. There'll be some open time for people to be having their encounters wherever they're guided. But then there'll be a point, and I'll announce it, when there'll be a bell sounding, and we'll be called to the central temple of the City of Light complex. And it's a circular temple, and the column of light that comes in from the very top of the mountain and goes through the mountain is there in the center of that space. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, when we announce that the bell is calling us, let yourself be taken to that central temple, which is completely round inside. And in the center, there's a place where the column of light is moving through the room, and around that is a somewhat larger circle. We're invited to form a circle, the group to form a circle around the pillar of light. Okay? And when we're ready, then we walk forward into the pillar. What happens then is that we can be transported in this central column up toward the etheric temple that floats above the mountain. Some people call that a Bacchicitic temple, some call it an ascension temple. Whatever label you put onto it, It's a very high energy, very elevated temple space. And there's something very special about, you know, the point of the mountain. You have the mountain pointing up, and then there's this space, and then there's this other temple that's sort of an opposite point. When you're in the column of light between the mountain and the etheric temple, you know, you're in balance between the earth and the cosmos. That's the role of human beings, is to be in balance between the earth and the cosmos. And it's manifested there at that point. So it might be that your experience when you move into the central column will be that you're in this fabulous energy of suspense, you know, between, in balance between the earth and the cosmos. If you find yourself in what you know is a temple space, that you've gone up into the Ascension Temple, from the Ascension Temple, at that high dimensional level, there are gateways to many, many other places. There are gateways to other cities of light. There's a gateway to Shambhala. There's a gateway to Venus and other places in the cosmos. So if you're there, you may find yourself guided to take one of those gates to visit elsewhere. But I will simply call us with the bell to the central temple in the city. I'll try to coordinate us so we step into that central pillar of light. And then your experience will be as the guides take you. Okay. Any questions about
the bell calls us to the central column, and then we stay there for how long?
Well,
independently.
It's as a group. This is really important because when we're standing there around the central column of light. We're forming a circle.
Yeah.
And then what I will do is I will ask that we all move forward together.
Okay.
We move forward as a circle.
Okay.
That's
and
important.
Into the pillar.
And into that central pillar of light.
Yeah.
And then there's a second journey.
Yeah, okay.
You know, so it's like there's a first journey just into the main city of light.
Mm.
Then we're called to a second journey.
Mm-hmm.
Which is somewhere going to take us between the earth and the cosmos. Okay. And I think
too. Do you expect us to sit here or to spread out?
Sit here.
Okay.
You know, it's absolutely important that we keep the circle energy for this. Okay. The circle's energy was. Very good when we were at the Ascension Rock. And there will be a point when we'll be brought back. And then, of course, there's time to go, and then you can navigate your own journeys however you would like them to go. Okay. But we form a ring. That's an important aspect of being able to do something like this. Yeah.